Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing Chapter 10, Vibhuti Yoga. Yoga of divine glories of the God. And in the beginning of this chapter, we have heard Bhagavan saying that Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha Mattaha Sarva Pravartate. I am the source of all the beings and things, and everything is pervaded by me. There is no place in this universe where I do not exist. In fact, the universe exists because of me. So I'm pervading the entire universe, the cosmos, the world of your emotions and your thoughts. Your world, your jagat, is only possible because of my existence. And there is no portion of your jagat that I'm not pervading. So, Arjuna said, I've heard this from other people, such as the great rishis, including Narada. And now you yourself is telling me that everything I see is your glory. But I need to experience your presence in this manifestation of yours. So, you should indeed tell me, Vaktum arhasi asheshena divyaha atma vibhutayaha. You should indeed tell me without leaving any detail out all your divine glories. So that's Arjuna's request. Give me the indication of your glories where I can experience your presence. Because even though I have heard before, I am hearing from you, it is very difficult for me to experience divinity in this world of plurality. So then we have seen that Bhagavan has given various examples where he has indicated the best among everything. That Pandavanam Dhananjayaha, among the Pandavam Dhananjaya. Vrishninam Aham Vasudevaha, among the Vrishnis Vasudev. In other words, where there is excellence, I can feel the divine presence. We have very easy time to identify a talent in singing if we hear a really accomplished singer. But then there are so many people who have singing talents. But for us to recognize those talents in those people is difficult because it's not very obvious that they are good singers or they can be good singers. But when I hear a master singing, Pandit Jasaraj or Sonu Nigam, somebody like that, then I recognize that talent right away and say, here is the expression of a singing talent. And that's where Bhagavan said, that talent which you identified as something glorious is nothing but my manifestation. Because of me, that talent exists. And then he said that, yatcha api sarvabhutanam bijam tad aham arjunaha. Whatever the source of all the beings is nothing but me. no other one but me. Natadasti vina yatsyat maya bhutam chara acharam. There is no being, whether moving or unmoving, that can exist without me. It is like we ask a goldsmith to describe the glories of gold in all the gold ornaments. And he starts talking about this earring has 4 ounces of gold, this necklace has 20 grams of gold, and then describes what is the nature and how it came into being. But then we continue and keep asking, oh, keep describing every ornament that you know. Then he said, well, I can't describe all of them, but I can point out the great ones. So if it is a case of a diamond, well, there are so many, infinite numbers of diamonds in this world, at least from our perspective, because we can count them. But then you and I also can identify some glorious examples of Kohinoor diamond, which everyone knows reading from the history, that now it is in the British Museum. Or I think recently I have heard that Princess has been wearing some Indian diamond. But in other words, the diamond which is so magnificent, we can identify it easily. So Bhagavan said that no matter what the examples have given you, you must understand that anything that you see, any being which you see, I am the source of them. And there is no thing or a being, moving or unmoving. That means we have included everything and everybody that can exist without me. Because their existence is dependent on me. As we had seen in the classical analogy, that the snake could not have existed without the existence of the rope. The rope is in and through the snake. The rope can say, the snake exists because I exist, and I am pervaded entirely in the entire body of the snake which you see. That's because the snake is nothing but a superimposition of my perception of snake onto the reality that is the body of the rope. So from the rope's perspective, the snake only exists because it exists. And there is no part of snake is away from the being of the snake. I'm sorry, the being of the rope. So Bhagavan reiterates the same fact and says, I am the source of all the beings, and every being is possible in his or her or its existence because I exist. And then the last 3 concluding verses says, Na anto asti mama divyanam vibhutinam parantava. Do not think that these are the only places you find my glories in the examples which are given about the best among everything. There is no end to my glories. There is no end of my manifestation. Just as I said, the goldsmith, if he was asked to describe all the gold ornaments, he will be completely overwhelmed. It's not possible. The task is impossible task. You can't ask me to describe all the gold ornaments in this world, even though I may be a master goldsmith. But I can give you some examples, and from that you can infer that all the gold ornaments must be in a similar manner. So in the end, Bhagavan said, Na anto asti mama divyanam vibhutinam. There is no end to my divine glories, O Parantapa. Esatu uddeshat proktaha. This is but a brief statement by me. Vibhute vistaromaya. The particulars of my divine glories. I have given you the particulars of few examples of my divine glories and indicated to you that as you see the divinity in them, you should also see the divinity in everything else you see, because I pervade everything, that nothing is possible without me, including your own self, your own body, your own mind, your own intellect. They only exist because I exist as the all-pervading Lord. And the next verse says, Yattat vibhutimat sattvam srimat urjitam evava tattat avagaccha tvam mama tejonsa sambhavam. Yadyat, whatever vibhutimat, glorious sattvam in the being, srimat, urjitam, eva, prosperous and powerful and glorious in any being, they know to be a manifestation, a part of my splendor. Tattat eva avagacchatvam mama teja ansa. It is the part of my splendor, and therefore it is possible. Because of my splendor, wherever you see the glorious and powerful and prosperous, in anything or a being, it is possible because of my splendor, my glory, my true nature. In other words, this is the way to contemplate on the nature of the self, the nature of the Supreme Self, that everything exists because of His existence, and every existence is only possible because of the existence of the Supreme Self. Athava bahuna etena kim gnatena tavarjuna. If not, what avail to you is the knowledge of all these details? If I do not come to the conclusion that by listening to these examples and examining these facts, that the God pervades everywhere, including my own self. Including my own self, there is no other manifestation but that of the God alone. Myself and the Supreme Self is one and the same, except because of my ignorance, I cannot feel that right now. Because of my identification with my mind, my intellect, and my body, I limit myself to be my body, mind, and intellect, and therefore suffer through the limitations of the body, suffer through the limitations of my mind, and suffer through the limitations of my intellect. Once I leave these limitations behind, as not me but my instrument of transaction, then they become no different than my car, my house, my possessions. My body is no different than my car. Both gives me a vehicle to transact with this world. So Bhagavan said, Athva bahuna etena kim gnatena tava arjuna. But of what avail to you this knowledge of all these details? Vistabhya aham idam krishnam ekaunsena stito jagat. I exist supporting this whole universe, the whole world, the whole jagat by one part of myself. In other words, if I have figured out what is this jagat, well, I can say this physical cosmos of matter, the stars and planets and galaxies, well, that's only one aspect of me, Bhagavan said. That's just one part of my manifestation. Then the other part of my manifestation is all your emotions and thoughts and experiences of happiness and unhappiness. And then you cumulatively put the emotional experiences of all the beings in this world. Then there are my ideas, the world of my ideas. And then you can put together the world of ideas of all the beings and things. Well, that's all part of the jagat. Jagatsi iti jagat. That which is ever-changing is jagat. So the world of my physical existence is constantly changing. I was a baby, then a young man, then an old man, and I guess I'm progressing towards a place where I'll need help from others to survive, in a nursing home, in an old folks home, or at least by myself, but with help from others. This is constantly changing. What I could do yesterday, I cannot do now. What I could see yesterday, I cannot see now. What I could hear yesterday, I cannot hear now. This world of mine is constantly changing. Even the city which I live in is constantly changing. The Richmond which I know when I came here in 1995 is no longer the same Richmond. It is more malls and more traffic lights and more people and more cars. There was no new Hindu temple and now there is one. So, the jagat, that which I consider my world, is constantly changing. The world of my physical existence, world of my emotions, and world of my thoughts. What I felt yesterday, I do not feel the same today. What my ideas were a few years ago, I think I'm wiser now and I have different ideas and better ideas. The world of my ideas, my emotions, and my physical world is constantly changing. And Bhagavan said, I support that by just a one part of my being. So even knowing this jagat, I will never be able to know the completeness of the Supreme Self. But I will know completely the Supreme Self if I become one with that self. I may examine all the gold ornaments in this world, but I never be able to know the nature of gold till I understand and identify the nature of gold. Then I do not need to examine all the gold ornaments in this world. This jagat, I do not have to understand in its entirety because it's not possible. But understanding myself, I'll understand the Supreme Self in its entirety. And that's the message for us to contemplate. And thus Bhagavan ended his dialogue with Arjuna in chapter 10, titled Vibhuti Yoga.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.